Sans Pants Radio, will you be my Valentine's?
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today, we're doing a very special Valentine's Day episode, and we're each going to pitch a Valentine's business and pick a winner at the end, like we did for Christmas. Who wants to begin? Papa?
All right, this is mine.
Daddy-o?
This is for the guy.
Okay, for the fella. Right.
And I guess it's, I mean, you've revisited one of your things,
exactly.
So I'm revisiting one of mine, but this is especially for Valentine's Day. This is where we'll give the guy a kind of secret identity. So she finds out something about this, the girl finds out something about the guy.
Okay.
Right? So the guy could be things that, you know, people think are kind of charming or... you know, really, really good. So it could have saved someone's life.
Okay, so like,
or it could have been
somewhere in this person's history.
Yeah, there's something that she finds out. Yes.
Is it true?
No.
So he's not going to marry this girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's a problem, I guess.
I was going to say, because it's like,
keep it up.
If it's like, oh, it turns out that I was, I don't know.
No.
What's something that impresses people? I saved a life.
Yeah.
They're going to be like,
well, that's what I thought. You know, when he was 14, he saved a life at the pool.
And then like, she's at dinner with his family saying, isn't that amazing when he saved that person's life when he was 14?
What did you do, Jones? Save that person's life, Mama.
Well, I thought of it on the spot, so it's very dodgy. Anyway, I thought he could be anything, you know, like.
If you're a dirty dog, you could use that company.
Yeah, if you're making a dirty dog company, Dad, that's perfect. Company for a dirty dog just looking for
dirty
a quick bit of Valentine's.
The guy
dirty
is a dirty
Valentine's.
Dog, yeah, you know, and he's not really committed, but
who's
he's
that?
Just like...
He's just looking for a Valentine's fling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to look real good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I'm trying to think of what other things are kind of impressive, like... I don't know, stopped a robbery.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing that would impress somebody.
Extremely rich. That impresses some girls.
You know, extremely rich.
Save some puppies.
Yeah. That's good.
Knows a celebrity.
Hey?
Knows a celebrity.
No, because then she's going to like the celebrity.
No, she's never going to meet the celebrity.
Yeah, you're not actually providing the celebrity.
I know, but then it's all about the celebrity. Where did you meet him? Stop talking about him. Talk about me.
What does your company actually do?
I just gave you a range of...
I'm a dirty dog. I found a lady that I'd like to make my Valentine's fling. I'm like, hey, guess what? I saved somebody's life when I was 14.
So basically, we've got one folder. About 50 plastic pockets.
Full of...
And you can go and photocopy
the...
Photocopy the A4 and shove it in your pocket and go.
That looks like a company more just like a website where I can just be like, saved a lifeline, print. Good.
Save it online.
Online. You can do it online, but I prefer a little sort of alleyway shop. Yes. You sneak in, do your photocopy, off you go.
Dirty dogs, welcome. Come in.
Well, you might need
Especially, that'd be good just you're driving home. Valentine.
Oh,
it's on the radio. You forgot, of course. Mm. And so what are you going to do? Aha.
What do you
see
mean?
Dirty dogs.
So if you saved someone when you were 14, you might need a newspaper article.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there'd be a bit of evidence. Yeah, very
good.
But
how are you? So I found a lady. I'm like, hi there. How you doing? My name's Jackson. She's like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, yeah, I saved a life when I was 14. She's like, really? I'm like, here's the newspaper article to prove it.
Yeah, like, well, that's
please
getting a bit tough. But you might sort of leave it behind and she finds it.
Well, see, then you could do the
celebrity
one.
What's that you got? Oh, I found this newspaper article. Oh, that old.
Oh, that dropped my
newspaper. Or you could have it framed in your house.
No, you wouldn't. No, you don't want to be conceited.
Oh.
It's all about modesty.
So no
you
photo
don't
of
care.
You and George Clooney.
Anybody would
have... I was thinking you could have a photo of you and George Clooney if you're on the date and you go to pay and, it
drops
slips out of your wallet as
you
pull out the
I didn't know that was still in here. Oh, that's
God.
So old.
It's an old photo. I have a much better one of him that I got to put in there. Far more recent.
Look at George. He always wears that cardigan.
Classic George.
Classic
boy.
Old George.
I mean...
I don't like it.
I wasn't expecting you to like it. Neither was Potato Man. He's
what would you
over.
Do to impress a girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good question. Tell them they smell nice.
How does that impress the girl?
Man, everyone loves to know that they smell nice.
I mean, you're right, but if I was the girl, I wouldn't be like, I'm impressed that Ryder can smell me.
Wow. I don't know.
You just rely on your natural charm, I guess.
So what would you like? Like this guy who's been a hero, saved a bus from going over a cliff, or he tells you you smell nice? Which is the more attractive?
I would rather a guy tell me I smell nice.
The smell guy is more attractive than the hero.
Well, because if somebody comes up to me and they're like,
no wonder we've got no heroes left in the world.
What about your company? You're out on a date. You bump into an old friend who sits down and chats and says, I'll never forget the time saved that.
Ah.
And you're like,
I haven't seen you for ages.
Don't tell that story. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not again. I'm sick of it.
But I don't think, you know, if somebody came up to me, somebody was trying to woo me, and part of their story was that they'd saved lives, I would be like, oh, that's, cool, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't even...
Well, I'm definitely be saved lives, but I like the idea of hero, understated hero, you know?
That doesn't impress... I'd be more annoyed. If someone was like, saved a bus full of kids, whatever, I'd be like, okay, that's weird to bring up, or like, I don't want to, you know, it's weird. It's like talking to a doctor.
You could be a doctor, famous surgeon.
I mean, you know, you talk to a doctor and the doctor's like, saved a life. And you're like, oh, God, I'm garbage.
Oh, because you compare yourself to the
hero. I've never saved a bus full of kids.
No,
if this person has, I'm like, wow.
Well, that's the thing. You want the wow. So we can give you something that...
But it's a lie.
Yeah, but he's a dirty dog.
He's a dirty dog.
She's going to break up with him anyway.
It's a dirty dog. It's a dirty dog market.
Exactly. Dad's cornering that powerful dirty dog market.
But as a girl, I would be impressed by him, like, saving a baby or a little kid.
Yes, that's why I went for the puppy
thing.
Puppies.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if he saved some old guy.
No.
Who cares if he saved a grandpa?
I mean, you know, that's impressive. For what?
Yeah, I know, but yeah. It doesn't. But it's got to connect to the heart.
But because
it is Valentine's Day.
That's the thing. Is that enough for that person to become your Valentine? For them to be like, I saved a puppy.
It
would add to
am I not already the Valentine?
Yes, you are.
Just wanting to impress
Okay, you're already the Valentine.
Yeah.
The dirty dog
is already
wooed.
Then there's no point.
Yeah, but
he's
done.
He's just job done.
Yeah, but you're looking to increase the Valentine-ness. And, you know, saving a puppy is not doing any harm. I could do that.
But... I still don't quite...
I think you'd have to organise you to save a puppy
in front of her as well.
There you go. Because right in front of her eyes.
Yeah.
So,
Or save
let's
her.
Say you're near like save a fountain her. Or something.
Yes.
Some old lady walks past, just pushes her puppy into the water real quickly, and in and save
her. Jump in, you save the puppy, bring it up to her, she gets to pat the puppy.
Man, we're on a winner here.
I'm wooed. Like, take me away.
Yeah.
And
a local reporter comes along.
You've been through that
experience. You get to play with the puppy. There's connects the two of you.
And a local journalist comes up with a camera and wants your story for
get
the paper.
It's fedora with press in the side.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
say,
think.
It was nothing.
If, you know, because... I'm imagining a dirty dog, but I'm trying to imagine that when I was first going out with you, if a little incident like that had happened and then later on you said set that up to impress you, would I think, would I like you less or would I think you're kind of cute and quirky?
What do you think? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like if somebody had, if I was in like a long relationship with this person, it was like year three.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in love with this guy, whatever. Like the two of us were together.
Yeah.
And then he told me that. I'd be like, that's kind of cute that you wanted to impress me that much.
Yeah.
That you went out of your way.
Yeah.
Which I think opens it up to the not dirty dog market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The clean dog.
Clean dogs. Squeaky clean dog market. Because then, but that's going to be very like person to person.
Yeah.
Somebody could find that out and be like, well, I guess all of this is based on a lie.
Yeah.
Then. But then you could fire back and be like, well, you only love me because
so
I saved a puppy.
You come in with your own idea and then we kind of facilitate it for you.
What about if you actually did save a puppy back in the day, but you don't have any documentation?
Well, you got to someone's got to come and tell your story for you, you know? Like,
if you've got something you want to bring up with someone, but you don't want to just bring it up out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where the friend comes along and says the story, yes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential to this particular little business. I think, again, it's mostly for dirty dogs, but there is a squeaky clean dog section to it. Morally, I don't know where I stand on it, but...
It's a bit of Valentine's
magic happening there. How much does it cost? Surely not much.
A lot. Well, it's unscrupulous, the whole thing, so I might as well screw you for what I can get.
No, that's fair. Right.
No, but, because what are you going to get? Like,
I'm going to get money.
Yeah, so, you're going to get money, yeah. But just say I'm using your service.
But it could be...
What I get isn't going to be worth a lot of money.
No, that's right. Banking on volume.
You're banking on a large amount of dirty dogs.
So are you back in that little alley with the photocopier? And like $5 a photocopy?
Oh, I have a line around the block. I can tell you.
$5 a photocopy, charge them $10.
Well, I have
that's
to pay to get the shot just to show you the line around the block. But anyway, that's what I'd like.
Okay.
I'd like to be in a big trench coat. Yeah, mate, it's the folder. There's thumb marks all through.
Open up your trench coat. You've got like newspaper articles for different heroic activities. What do you want? Save a kid, save a puppy. Hurry up, buddy. Move along, all right? Don't want to spend too much time. Yeah, right. There it is. Okay. See you around.
$10.
You never saw me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's say.
Well, I'll give you $100.
$100 each.
Yeah, all right. So here's my business.
Okay.
I call it the Shaggin' Wagon.
Yep.
Okay. Mm. So you're a young couple. You got a baby. Or even kids in the house. It doesn't necessarily have to be a baby. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be a young couple, but that's who I'm aiming it at. And you know what? You want to get intimate. You don't want to do it in the house. All the kids are there. People might come in. So what my company does is we have a truck or a van. And in the back of the van, it's decked out to look like the most romantic bedroom ever. We got candles. We got rose petals on the bed. We drive up out the front of your house. We park for an hour. You leave the house. Go in. Do the deed. Pay the driver. Leave. Like Uber, but for boning. What do we think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
There are lots of couples, and you don't even necessarily need to be, like, thinking about it then. Say you're a quite young couple, still living with your parents. You don't want to do it under their roof. What if they come in?
Yeah.
They might hear the truck.
Yeah, that's right what I was thinking. That's a bit weird.
Like the neighbors look out there and look, Dave and Mally using the Shaggin' Wagon tonight.
Yeah, look at that.
What if we make the Shaggin' Wagon look not like, it doesn't have Shaggin' Wagon on the side. Like a horny cartoon guy with a twirly mustache. Yeah. Maybe it just says something like, I don't know.
You know what the local graffiti kids are going to come along with their spray cans? Fuck truck. I was thinking
fuck truck is the initial name, but Shaggin' Wagon is a little more classy. Not much more classy, but a bit more. But maybe you have it, mate, it looks like just like a white van or like a Power and Water.
Inside's beautiful.
But inside's gorgeous. Inside is like lovely music. You get some Barry White. You get some little water feature.
What does the driver do?
He sits there, reads a magazine.
Yeah.
I think...
With like rock tones on.
Like we're not leaving you two inside. Well,
yeah,
you've got to
have a nanny that goes in and looks after the kids.
Maybe the driver doubles as a nanny.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well...
Every driver is a certified nanny so that they can go in and look after your children.
Kids. And then they look out the window and their truck's heading on down the road. Hey.
The doors are locked.
Right.
And we have insurance on all of our trucks. Right. If the couple... Well, you know when the couple to steal the van and you're like, I've got their kids? Like, okay. And I think you're doing it late at night, so there's not much the nanny needs to do other than go in the house and make sure the kids are, like, you know.
Mm.
You're just out the front. You're not leaving anywhere. And, you know, it's legal, surely.
I think I'd get performance anxiety.
That's right. I think it'd be pretty hard. The spontaneity would be...
But if you were desperate.
Be dying.
If you're a young couple and you're like, oh, we've not been intimate
what about
months. Yeah.
Like, pretty much kind of... A reverse. So instead of a love truck that comes, it's a tiny little playground. Your kids go in there, drive around the block for a few minutes.
I think the only problem there is that I don't know how comfortable people would be leaving their kids.
Well, that'd have to be certified nannies, of course.
I suppose. Yeah. Would you guys have been comfortable leaving me and Ryder in a truck that was going to drive around the playground?
No. Why? No. What's the difference between that and kindergarten?
It's a truck. I don't know. It could drive away. The kindergarten can't drive away.
You still know that it's, you know.
Yeah.
You can call the shag and wagon company and be like, hey,
I'd be too sus.
Why?
You'd think they were going to take your
kids. I suppose they'd have to have a working with children check.
Well, yeah, they have, obviously they have all that stuff.
But also you'd be doing it late at night, probably. Mm. You got to wake up the kids, put them in the truck.
They'll love it.
Yeah.
Do you remember how exciting things that happened at night were? I think you were supposed to be in bed.
Look at you, up and about. What I like about that is when you hit, like, you know, your teen years or whatever, and you're like, the hell were all those nighttime drives I did with that stranger? And, oh, I see. You could do that. Then you get the comfort of your own home. But I think you'd always be wondering, like, worried about where your kids were. I think you'd be happy.
But I think you're doing that anyway. Yeah. You got this random person inside with your kids. They're right there.
Yeah, I know.
You're trying to think about this.
Mm. Well, and also having the truck in your driveway. People aren't going to want that because of the neighbour attention, you know.
A beautiful, secluded spot.
Yes. But so what they're going to have
kids,
to do is...
Don't worry about your kid. You can't do it if you've got kids.
Yeah. And they're going to have to get picked up by a taxi and taken somewhere.
But then I think, like, whatever, because just get a taxi.
And get a hotel, yeah, why not?
Yeah, like, this is cheaper. It's just, and I feel like I can't get the shag and wagon and drive it anywhere else because...
Also, like how many not in your nature, do you think you'll be doing a night? Because that's a lot of cleans.
Oh, yes.
Like, say it's going to have to be very sanitary.
20 trucks,
yeah.
20 shag and wagons, 20 wagons.
Yeah.
You know, we got a depot, so shag and wagon goes out, they come back, carries like, here are the keys, throws them to the cleaning guy. Cleaning guy hoses it down, changes the sheets, off it goes again. Do 5 couples in a night if
You'd
we can.
Still feel very dirty.
You would know that the whole thing had been cleaned when you
still,
got in.
You'd still feel it,
Oh, yeah, because someone had been there,
even
you know.
An hour ago, somebody could have been rooting on this mattress.
But it's the same with a hotel, surely.
I suppose.
You know,
Try and block it out of your mind. But, you know, this is... Because hotels are used for that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're there in the hotel, you convince yourself that everybody else goes there just because they've got a... They need accommodation.
Like everybody's just been sleeping here. Come on. Why would anybody...
They wouldn't do what we're doing right now.
I'm lucky. I'm just lucky that I got the one that nobody'd ever done this before. Chances are. I suppose with the shag, I guess what you're playing on or what you're betting on is people's desperation to bone in what is effectively the comfort of their own home without... What if we were in the driveway, not out in the nature
strip? Why? What if the kids aren't a problem anymore? Why do they need it?
Well, because the kids might wake up if you're inside. They might come
in and interrupt.
You know? Whereas you've got the nanny there.
And it's all beautiful. I like
it.
It's not just like your bedroom where like the baby's been sick in the corner and you've mopped it up but you can still smell it. Or
what about this? Could you order customized trucks?
Potentially.
So you could have have a medieval theme. Jungle theme.
Maybe. Know? I do like the idea of the depot and someone's like, yeah, we got a couple looking for a jungle theme and somebody just pulls a big sheet of rug off it. All right, hurl it in. Because we wouldn't be able to change it too much, you know.
No. But it would be weird. Like, I'd be in there thinking she's in there watching our telly, knowing what we're doing.
Yes.
And then when we finish, we come in and oh, bye. No,
that would be a strange part of it. Be like, thank you.
Those kind of interactions.
But... I love
it. Maybe
she
goes in the front door, you come out the back door.
Yeah, you never see each other.
Yeah.
You never have to interact. But I think it's just, you know, it's the same. If you're a couple going to a hotel for a night, they know what you're doing.
Of course they do.
But maybe
it's
easier
to convince
yourself.
But you have this whole facade that we're Mr. and Mrs. Smith booking in.
We're just staying for one night. That's all we need.
But yeah, everyone knows it's just a 1 hour.
Yeah. Bonathon. Mm. Whereas... You know, so it's not much different. And I hear all the time, well, not all the time, but I have heard about couples who are like so desperate they go and do it in their own car. You know what I mean?
They're so desperate
that they're like, oh, well, we haven't done it for ages and we'll finally get the kids away. We can finally do it after all these months. Well, you know, you're desperate for it at night. The kids are asleep. You don't want to wake them. Tell me you wouldn't be like, I got the shagging wagon on speed dial. Give them a buzz.
Yeah,
they
right
come
next
around.
To the pizza. Take away.
Pizza, Chinese, shagging wagon. Fire department.
And I like that it's beautiful because when you have little kids, you house is usually kind of in turmoil and it's very kid focused. It's not focused on a couple.
Exactly.
So I love that idea. Yes. I like the idea, I don't know, the nanny in there with the kid.
Yes, that's a bit of a worry.
Not really that. Like, you know, the nanny's got to work in with children's check and the kids are asleep. But just her sitting in there. And imagine if you're the nanny.
Oh, I know.
Sitting there.
But I reckon you just get so used to it.
You get used to it, yes.
You get used to the couple coming in and being like, oh, hi. And you'd be like, yeah, hi. You know what you would do.
Yeah.
It'd be very awkward for the nanny if they came back in like 2 minutes.
You'd be like, oh. I know. The girl goes, all right, let's go. He goes, no, wait. Let's go. Let's cuddle.
Let's just cuddle for how much? 40 minutes. Yeah. But yeah, you everybody would be quite professional with it. I'm trying to think if there's a way you could do it without having the nanny. Maybe you hire the shaggin' wagon.
Mm.
So you go and pick it up during the day, drive it out the front of your house, do the
I see. You do all that. Back. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But it's a lot more steps. So the good thing about having a nanny is there's no interruptions. Like you could have, you know, some kind of intercom where you could hear if your kids wake up.
Yeah.
But
it's a bit.
You always have one ear out,
knowing that the nanny's looking after your kids would just give you that peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know,
and maybe you have to have someone looking after the kids. You can't just because you wouldn't concentrate.
No, but if you knew that of working with children, they were a professional. You'd be.
But maybe the nanny turns up separately.
Why?
And there's this story to the kids that we're going out for dinner. Yeah, here's the nanny. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the nanny's big van out the front.
Well, maybe maybe the shaggin' wagon's got nothing to do with the kids. Maybe it's for after the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So kids have just got a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone, someone you know.
Yes.
But then you finish your nice romantic meal, go out in the car park. Park next to your car is this big van.
That's
jump in.
Hop in the van.
You don't have to, you know.
What is it legal to have sex in a car in a car park? That's all.
Probably.
I think, I don't think anyone's gone to jail for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it's happened.
Because if, if movies from about the 1950s have taught me anything, it's that if you're boning in a car at make-out point, a cop is going to knock on the door and shine his torch
That's
in.
That's true.
So yeah. In those movies, it's a crime. So I just wonder if it would be the same. But
I think that would be lewd behaviour or something because people could see in.
And plus, if you're a police officer, you would know it's a shame.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're doing a crime. But I feel like on your nature strip, it's not as, you know.
Yeah, well, if it's all enclosed and there's no windows, that's the problem with the car.
It's windows.
There's windows and there's seeming. And hopefully the truck's got really rigid suspension so you can't see it going.
Rigid suspension, no windows.
It's not jiggling up and down like a Volkswagen.
Yeah. No.
That's a great idea because then the person who's babysitting your kids doesn't know. Like you could turn up at any time. Like if it's parked out the front of your house, you could turn up at any time after the restaurant.
Yeah.
No.
Head into the shaggin' wagon.
It's not like they're in there going, oh, they're in there.
Exactly.
There now.
Yeah.
You come out, you dress nice. There'd probably be like areas to wash up, a little ensuite in the truck.
Yes, yes.
You leave, the truck leaves, you pay your babysitter, they leave, and you're good.
The discreet aspect of it's got to be.
It's
really
got to be as discreet as possible. And that's like, again, like the highest level of professionalism.
So is this the Valentine's present?
I guess you could use it as a Valentine.
Yeah, you're out to dinner and she gives you the cufflings or whatever and you go.
You're like, here's 2 tickets to the shaggin' wagon. All aboard.
I think it's nice and I think once you get inside, you're in that world.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good music and
And, you know, an hour is normal, but you could take it for more if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You could be like, we're going out for dinner, but secretly you're just going to the shaggin' wagon. It's entirely up to you. And I don't think, I mean, like, all I'm paying for is vans, cleaning equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
all the nice bed, the wallpaper.
Yeah, it's a bit in it.
Bar.
But I think, I mean, like, how much would I charge? I guess I've got to run a meter is probably the way you'd do it.
And think about young couples, like, they don't have much money, you know.
Say $100. $100.
That's cheap.
Yeah, because $100, you know.
That's cheap.
An hour?
An hour, yeah. $100 an hour.
That's cheap.
Is it? No, I don't know. Is it?
Is that how much you normally pay for a shag? Because $100 an hour, you know, you're in there for an hour, that's $100 that the petrol is presumably paid by the company. In a night, you're doing hopefully 5 couples.
Yes.
$500.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe more. That's one van. You've got 20 vans out there. It adds up, you know. And once your overheads are paid for in terms of, like, your van and, like, your staples, your van and your beds and that, all you're paying for is clean sheets and fake cheetah skin rugs.
Yes. Yeah.
Petrol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I reckon from you guys, I probably need...
Do you pay for the nanny?
No, the babysitter is organized by you, or we'll provide you with one.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
From you guys, I reckon, what? Say, just for a startup, 100,000 all up?
That's only one.
No, that's two vans. Mm.
And no fitting out.
Oh, no fitting out, yeah.
Call it a million then, all up?
Yeah. I think in a million startup.
That's not too bad. That's pretty cheap compared to some of the other businesses we've pitched.
So it's 333,000 each.
How does that sound?
Yeah, done.
Yeah, done. Yeah, it's a good idea.
What about you, Rides? What do you got?
All right.
Valentine.
So, mine's very straightforward.
Okay.
And it's for high schools.
Cool.
And it's an app.
All right.
So, it's, let's say you don't, you're very not sure about whether you'll be able to have Valentine's this year.
Okay.
You can go to this app. What?
That's just the most polite way of saying, like, you're ugly, you're unpopular.
Oh, you're not going to get,
I
get
it. I'm not sure right. I'll get a Valentine's this year.
But you can go to this app, find your school.
Okay.
And then your name. And then if anyone ticks your name, that means that they are interested and would possibly want you as a Valentine's, and you can
then
tick other people's, and
you can go and give a Valentine without any fear of rejection. Yeah.
And the only time it says if who the person is if you've both matched,
if
you've both
good.
Ticked each other's.
So basically, like a sneaky Valentine's Tinder.
Yes.
Could you, as another function of the app, have? Say you aren't sure you're going to get a Valentine this year and someone else isn't sure they're going to get a Valentine's this year.
Yeah.
You both come up so that you're like, I'm not going to get a Valentine's, but neither is Betty Sue
because
she's got the buck teeth and the hair lip. Maybe I could be her Valentine and everybody gets a Valentine. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Because people who are going to register for, what are you going to call it? Find my Valentine?
Yes, I'll think of something.
Yeah, for the people who are going to register for it are going to be the people that are, you know,
struggling. Yeah,
so
not
you end
getting
up matching up with some. I think that's very good.
It's actually a really nice way for those people to get to know each other.
Yeah.
So what would happen? I'd look on my phone.
You'd look at your phone, click on the app, find your school.
Yeah.
Log in or something. So you can't go to random people's schools and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then let's say there's a girl you have a crush on and you want to be a Valentine. You can go and click her, and that'll send like a notification saying someone from your school is interested in becoming your Valentine.
Okay, and she doesn't know it's you.
No, not until you've both ticked each other.
So she's looking through and she sees you and is like, he's all
right. Right, okay. So it's saying you're all right.
So no one gets embarrassed because it's never one way.
Right, that's great.
Mm, I think that would
very
make
clever.
People's Valentine's very nice.
Mm.
I think it would be sad if no one ticked you, though.
Yeah, but
that's
you knew that already.
Yeah, that's why you got these ones for desperately downloading the app.
But I think that'd be good in, you know, those final moments where it's like Valentine's morning and you're like, nobody's ticked me.
Yeah.
Then you could go to that, who else has nobody ticked, and find a Valentine.
Yeah.
Yes, but can you? No, but you can't see who else.
You can see how many ticks people have.
Mm.
Okay.
But you can't see who they are.
Who's ticked you?
Who's ticked you?
Yeah. Okay.
Ticked
so I can see someone who's got 20 ticks.
Yeah.
But I can't see who they got the ticks from.
Yes. Yeah. So you could go to Ryder, and it might be like 40 ticks.
Mm.
Then you go to me, and it's like zero ticks. And you're like, oh, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you could search for other people with zero ticks, and then tick them. But I don't know. I feel like it's the problem there is that if I'm a Valentine-less fella, I'm not going to be able to find a Valentine-less. I might be able to tick her, but she doesn't know I ticked her, so she's not going to tick me back. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe you get to choose if you...
Ah,
so you're it can be anonymous or it can't be.
That's
okay. So you can say,
How offended would you be if you found somebody else with no ticks and you ticked them and they didn't tick you back? You'd be like, come on, you got no...
Yeah, but that's quite likely.
That's about... That's
That could happen easily.
That's love. You're right. That's love.
Yeah.
I think you're going to end up with a lot, because Valentine's Day is a stressful time. Mm. Everybody's always.
It didn't used to be a Valentine's Day in Australia. It's an American thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When did it come in, hun?
I don't really remember when I was a teenager. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was never like a big deal. There was always one.
In America, it's like crazy.
Yeah. Is
like
it?
At school, they get presents delivered.
Don't you make them Valentine's pocket to put at the front of your desk and everybody hands them out?
Wow.
I don't know. It's
and
full
on. Halfway through class, people come in with like a box of roses and hand them out.
Wow.
To who they're for and stuff. Yeah.
Would you, God if you almighty. Ticked, would there be a way of virtually sending like a Valentine's card, or would you have to do that physically?
That's all physical.
Okay, that's
and
all
it's
on
to
you.
Encourage them to do it.
Cool. Well, and I guess you would if you knew that they ticked you as well. You're like, I'm in. I'm gold.
Yeah.
I like it. I like how wholesome it is.
What do you mean?
Well, I like that it's effectively just Tinder, but it's so wholesome and like pure.
Yeah.
You're not doing it to, you know, be nasty. Just, you're just looking to see who's finds you attractive, who wants to be your Valentine.
I think it's going to help a lot of lonely. Of it that could go wrong is if the kids with 40 ticks like start mucking around with it and stuff.
What do you mean?
All the popular sporty, you know, well,
start
I've actually got a Valentine's Day this year.
Oh.
Start, you know,
playing with the hearts of others.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. There is a lot of potential for like abuse of the system. Because you Valentine someone. You know that like just cruel, awful trick people play in high school where they're like, hey, I want to be your Valentine. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, like not.
Yeah.
Like Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie. You come all right. You don't want a virtual Carrie happening. You destroyed that school. Yeah, so that's always that is a risk. But like, you know, assuming everybody plays it wholesomely and
yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential, and you don't need much from us, really.
No, you're just developing an app.
App development. All right. I think I'll give you the money.
I'll give you the money. How much do you want, though?
I don't know. I'll have to check. But
I'll have to check. I'll tell you after the episode.
You got to make up a number. Give us a number.
How much does an app cost?
I don't know.
Just so, well,
you need a designer. You can get Grandpa.
Yeah, I'll, you know.
Yeah.
100,000.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I think it's
a
lovely
thing
idea.
What worries me is that it's a school. Like, I love it that it's a school and that you can look at all the kids. Mm. But like you said, in a school, kids can be cruel.
Yeah. I was thinking like it is, you have just given like the bullies another tool for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not my problem.
That's
would
not
you
like
have it outside the school.
The
you know, it won't be the nice, but it won't be the boys ticking the ugly girl. It'll be the girls ticking the ugly girl.
Ah.
Girls are really mean.
Nah, well, you have to say gender unless you're gay.
Mm.
Okay, that's fair.
So
okay.
if you're straight and you try to tick a boy, they'll be like, nope.
How do they know whether you're straight or gay?
It'll say.
You can put it on your profile, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
choose
just do a fake profile.
Yeah.
There is potential for bullying.
There is, but that's not my problem.
What I was going to ask is that you said that you chose your school. Is the school complicit in us? Like, are they like...
Here's the list of kids at the school.
How do you get that information as the developer of the app?
No. The school's got nothing to do with it. You choose your school when you sign on.
Oh,
and then
you can
click your school that you've chosen and see who else. Like, it doesn't have every single person at school.
Yeah, cool.
Only
just
if you've made a profile.
Okay. I like it. Mm. I think as even the potential for bullying aside, like...
Yeah. I don't care about that.
I think the kids that all make a profile straight
bully
away,
like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
every kid would make a profile.
Even if you didn't intend to use it to find a Valentine, you just would like to know.
Yeah.
How many ticks am I going to get?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And those people are usually self-conscious as well, like the guys that try to make themselves look all good and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The people like, that were getting them.
People would love getting a tick. And then, Rides, if you want to make more money, make it a microtransaction to tick someone.
No,
99 cents.
Even
10 cents.
10 cents to tick somebody.
Yeah.
People will do it.
Yeah, but
less. Make money.
Less? Less people. Yeah, less people would. Nah, maybe not.
I just do it on app downloads and ads.
Yeah.
Nah, so like 99 cents to download the app.
Could you just open it? Yeah, Dad was saying before, could you open it for just anywhere? Like not necessarily schools?
I guess
it's not as enclosed an environment.
Yeah, because then you can't just say, you know.
And I guess it's like, yeah, And it's going to be people you know, and that's kind of the point of it. Otherwise, it's just Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do the people not even have a profile? It's just their name.
They do.
So but do I have like, yeah.
I like Mario.
No.
Jackson. No. I like Mario.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, none of that. Just your face. Because the people that tick you are going to know who you are already.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they can have it for other places.
Yeah, I guess. It'd be hard to organise that.
I think of like an old village.
Like a tiny village somewhere in like England somewhere.
Yeah, hidden away. You know, the Italian mountains or the, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Where are the Corsicas or whatever that?
I like that because now it just feels like a... When you want to, like, get your kids married somewhere.
Yeah, it could be a sort of,
I don't know.
Let's not make an arranged marriage app. You
see mum looking at how many ticks her son got.
Choose a wife out of the potential ticks. I think it'd cause weird issues, but, like, amongst the kids, not necessarily for you as the business owner. Like... Imagine that, you know, you look at the ticks, you discover that your friend has ticked you. Or like something like that all of a sudden.
The awkwardness.
Yeah, yeah. You got... Oh, no. Imagine if you got 40...
Bumping into someone and be like, you ticked me.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't
tick
back.
Saying that you don't...
You don't know, but you can tick
anonymously.
Yeah.
You can tick someone and say, Ryder ticked you. Mm. And they'll be like, they'll see Ryder ticked me.
Mm. Yes.
Or you can anonymously tick them, which means someone ticked them. And they won't know until they have ticked that person.
Yeah. Mm.
So once you've ticked each other, even if anonymously, it shows up anyway.
And when you get the double tick, you can have like little hearts and stuff come on the phone.
Oh, that's
like a big notification.
Yeah. And.
But if that was me, if I got an anonymous tick, I would just go tick, 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 just tick until I saw who it was.
Ah, smart.
Yeah, but also then, like, what if it's someone you didn't want a Valentine's with?
Yeah, that's
right. They've already ticked you.
I guess you can still reject them when they come up to
you.
You'd be like, I just wanted to know who it was.
Doesn't matter, though. Like, you'll still get it.
Yeah. There you go. I think it would put me on edge.
What?
Say I got 30 ticks and I'm wandering around school being like, who the hell ticked me? Who did it? Just say it. Just say you ticked me. Just tell me. It'd destroy me. I'd want to know. But I think it's good. I think it's very good.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
I like it. It should be called like Shy Girl or something like that. Like I really like
it.
Something shy.
Yeah.
Shy.
Shy.
Yeah.
No, because it's a Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah, true.
We're developing it.
It's your thing, right?
I'm sure eventually it'll get out of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
A few years.
It'll get into little Italian villages and the like. You can even do it for offices, really.
Yeah. I was thinking offices.
But also then you get like all the problems of an inter-office romance, which is often illegal. But.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So.
I'm in.
Good. Which one do we think is the best Valentine's?
Let's recap them again. Okay. What was yours?
I don't even know what yours really is.
Start with Dad's. Dirty Dog Lie Company. Want to tell a lie on Valentine's Day? We'll give you a printout that backs your lie up.
Yeah.
Specific scenarios.
It's a winner.
Dirty Dogs.
It's a beauty.
I gave him half to get him out.
To get him out of your office. The Shaggin' Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ryder's Valentine's Day app. Mom, you're the only one.
You're the independent.
You're the independent. You got to decide. We're all biased.
Well, the Shaggin' Wagon, I just have this image in my head of how beautiful it looks and how nice that would be for a haggard young couple of parents. Exactly. I think that'd be really nice, but there's a lot of logistics that I couldn't quite figure out.
What's wrong with my idea?
Well, I'm not even going to talk about it. But I think I'm going to go with Ryder's because I think it's a legit one.
Yeah,
I think you could develop that.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think it's the first legit business idea.
Congratulations. It's a real
well done. Of all of, like, you know, all the time, people are like, this business was real. You pitched a business. Of all of the ones pitched today, yours is the most likely for someone to be like, hey, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And if someone hasn't done it, they will.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That was just good business.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.